Tough race, Tzadik Vav. It was 1936. The communists were going wild around Russia.
Wasn't that the time of Stalin and his buddies?
Yes, that's exactly when that happened. All the gangs started dying down and the communists took over. Okay. And the main thing was, one of the main things was, there's no religions, right? And there's especially no Judaism. Right? And that's what they did. They had millions of people worshipping this thing. Yeah. And there was a special unit added called Yiviskatsiya. You heard of them? The Yiviskatsiya. Mm-hmm. Yiviskatsiya. Mm-hmm. They were made out of Jews, went up the way completely, and they were able, they knew more about their brothers who were keeping the Torah mitzvot. Yavriska Skatsia. It's two parts. It's Yavriska Skatsia. I mean, they made it one, Yaviskatsia. Yavriska is Judaism, Skatsia is Machlaka, the department. The Machlaka Yudin, mm-hmm. The Havdi, they have the Shabak. I don't know if they have, right? Unfortunately, yeah, it was the worst Jews who, of course, were working there. And the first, they said that you have to take care of the heads. Take care of the heads, you'll be able to take care of the. So they were taking rabbis and the heads of communities and killing them and as if they're the most dangerous Jews and sending them to
Siberia.
So, what happened was that a lot of underground Jewish life started developing. There was prayers in the minyan and mikveh, and there was baking matzahs underground, and other things of kedusha. Now, if keeping the mitzvot of stam someone personally was a big sin, or the most of organizing a whole community, everything underground. There were schools underground, and shuls, and mikveh, and all kinds of things. Yeah. So
probably,
a nine...
Probably drove the communists nuts.
Okay, so Tafresh Ayin Zion, 1926-27, that's when they started the real fight against Judaism. Every city, every town, every... And they, Chazon, there was a lot of, they had a lot of success, unfortunately.
So this is before Stalin and his purges.
Yeah, and then through his way, too.
Reminds me of the Hussein.
The who?
The Hussein.
Yeah.
Until just barely a generation ago, I remember, I was young, you still heard of hidden Jews in Mexico and New Mexico.
Why were they hidden?
They were still afraid the Inquisition was looking for them.
500 years ago.
50 years ago.
No, but from 500 years
yes.
before.
Yes.
Yeah. 300 years before, whatever. So
yeah. With things under the house, with a trap, with a door, hidden door under the house. You'd have to go down to pray and everything. Scared stiff that somebody discovered the Jews.
My.
And they used to go to church and everything.
Yeah, my wife's first husband's grandmother would light candles in the closet.
Wow.
When I was a little kid, I heard of a pogrom in New York where some cop and some Catholic priest started going around the streets in New York City saying that in spring the Jews are collecting blood of Goyish children to make matzot. I started a pogrom.
Really?
In New York City in the 50s.
Hashem Erachim. Tov. Just so, this is the time we're talking about, and nothing tomorrow, we'll talk about what happened those times.